Mr. Roberts, they tell me you are fond of animals.
Oh, yes, Mr. Spencer. Why, I've got most every kind of animal on the calendar. Well, first of all, there comes my mother-in-law. Now, she's a...
Hold on, sir. Your mother-in-law is not an animal.
No, she's a cannibal.
See here, Robert, a cannibal is a person who lives on human beings.
Well, that's right. That's my mother-in-law. She's lived on me ever since I got married. You see, I eloped with Dr. Grundy's daughter. Oh, she's a duck.
What do you mean, sir, by referring to your wife as a duck?
Well, you see, her father, the doctor, he's a quack.
Bob, is your wife a blonde or a brunette?
Well, she's not exactly a blonde. Oh, but she's just dying to be a brunette.
Why, Leonard, what is the occasion of this hilarity?
Oh, well, I tell you. You see, I've been sleeping under a crazy quilt, and I just feel kind of foolish.
I tell you, I felt yesterday so bad. I had the rheumatism that I just couldn't lie still. So I got up and I broke every window in my bedroom.
Why did you do that?
Well, so that I could sleep without any pain. But do you know, Mr. Henry, that I'm a feeling all broke up. You know, I was engaged to your sister, and she just sent me back my diamond engagement ring marked GLASS, handle with care.
Well, well, but how's your father? Does he smoke and drink as hard as ever?
No, the old man's done quit drinking, but still smokes, does he?
Well, I hope not. He's dead.
Dead? What did he die of?
Well, you see, he choked to death on a gumdrop. But I always said the old man would take a drop too much someday.